America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Lawrence looks. Firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted the Kobe Dean! He picks it off from the end zone. No flags! The Eagles are going to escape!
He's going for it. The Ernest Johnson down the left side. N'Kobe Dean, sticky coverage, as I just mentioned, and N'Kobe Dean pulls it away from Johnson.
N'Kobe Dean saved the game!
That's so loud this morning.
Darn right! All right, welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yeah, we'll see if Reese banded them. You know who we are? We are 6-2 right now. Good morning, everybody. The Eagles, I love the word Merrill used there yesterday. I loved it because that was an escape to be up 22-0 and to have it end the way it did. Woo! A victory for the Eagles. They are 6-2, 215-592-9494. Boy, do we have a lot to unpack today. The good and the not-so-good of a victory yesterday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Merrill will join us at 11, Howard Eskin at 12. We'll get to some of the other extracurriculars around town this weekend, or around, you know, the area, and a lot of our stars here. But, Hugh, we start off with an Eagles victory. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Somebody was drinking the perfume a little bit. Somebody was drinking a little bit of that perfume.
You know, I kind of have an idea of who was drinking the perfume. We will get to that. All right, let's start with the good. Obviously, a win. They're 6-2 now. Jalen Hurts played well. Devontae Smith, incredible catchback in the end zone. Saquon Barkley. I mean, we're making a real surge now for Offensive Player of the Year. This guy has been unbelievable. And the defense, Hugh Douglas, that matters. It matters a lot.
Yeah, they played pretty decent yesterday.
Oh, they had a really,
they played pretty decent.
I thought they played
really
well.
Gave up 23
well.
Points, though.
No, no, come on. The Jaguars defense scored six of those points.
It was more like 15.
Yeah, come on now.
23 points is 23 points.
No, fumble recovery.
No, listen.
Let's stay on the good. The defense played pretty well the whole game.
Y'all coming at my beard.
The whole thing. They had two interceptions by linebackers in the same game.
They played well, they did
a good job.
They went downhill.
They did a lot good. And then, of course, there was the mind-numbing throughout that made the game closer. Hugh, how are you feeling this morning? Because, you know, there's a couple different ways to look at this football game. One is you look at the box score and you see them go up 22-0 and you feel like they dominated. In a lot of ways, they did dominate. Yet, it took a N'Kobe Dean interception to stave off. And I want to make this clear what I'm about to say. It would have been, by points, the second biggest blown lead for a loss in franchise history.
Like, yeah.
We were this close to a disaster, yet they did win the game, Hugh.
Yeah, it was one of those games where, as a former player, you always say a win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it was a lot going on because I had the pleasure of driving home when the Jacksonville Jaguars scored those two touchdowns back-to-back the way that they did. And I was hearing it, and the level of concern in Merrill and Mike's voice when they scored as quickly as they did, it was like you said, it was mind-numbing. But like I said, a win is a win. The trip is still on for Louisiana. I'm still a part of that. I'm still excited about that. But we have to clean up the mistakes that we're making. And we have to put this team in better position to be successful, in my opinion. Not complaining, but it's one of those things in football, and I was trying to explain it this morning, that, you know, LeSean McCoy went into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that he said that stuck out to me was that even when he would have good games, Deuce Staley would always talk about, yeah, but that was soft. You did this or you did that wrong and stuff like that. That's how it is in professional football. You know, I think Lane even said it best. Like, you left 9 points on the field or something like that, 40 points or something. You should have blew this team out yesterday because they're not a good football team. That was the consensus. And we got the win, no question about it. But there's a lot that we need to clean up and moving forward.
Well, there's no question about that. And specifically for me, it's on the sideline. The more we watch this team, the more I'm impressed with the talent. Like, they're coming together here talent-wise.
Yeah,
the offense is coming together. They moved the football well over 400 yards just. They ran it for over 200 yards. Jalen Hurts has now gone four straight games without an interception. His passer rating has been remarkable week in, week out. This offense is really coming together with the weapons they have. And even with, you know, down an offensive lineman, they're playing well. And defensively, I doubted how good they could be defensively. But they're good. I mean, I feel great about where this defense is. And this is the best linebacker play we've had around here since the Super Bowl season. The young D-backs can really play.
Yeah.
And they're getting enough rush. I think Josh Sweat's playing better. I mean, player for player, I'm starting to feel really good about where this is going. My concern and why it's hard for me to get super they're 6-2, they won again. The head coach, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, he took 9 points off the board yesterday.
Yeah.
Nine.
Some decision making.
Nine.
Leaves you scratching your head. But again, like I said, you won. And these are the type of games where you go back and you look at the mistakes that are made and you try to correct those. Because now, even though, you know, when you look at the teams that we have playing, defenses are suspect. You don't want – you want to put yourself in the best possible position to be successful. And the fact that we don't know what's going on with AJ. I heard his knee isn't as bad. It's not as bad. He's getting an MRI today. But still,
but he's
probably going to be out for an extended period of time.
That's what I was thinking. If not, terrible news on AJ.
It was a Jahan Dotson sighting yesterday.
He made a catch, which was great. Look, a lot of players made big plays yesterday. They got a ton. I mean, N'Kobe with the interception late.
Yeah.
Oh, what a catch by Devontae late in the game for the touchdown to put him up 28-16. I keep coming back to this. If Nick Sirianni just gets out of the way, this team could go places. And I think, and we did this show last week talking about Nick, and we're too hard on him. He does do some things well. He does. He, you know, in terms of the players like playing for him, in terms of week to week, they've gotten better. These are all things he deserves credit for. But this in-game decision making, it's gone. It's become a liability. It's become every week. I wonder how he's going to affect the game in a negative way. That game should have never been close enough for the Jaguars to go come back in. Hugh, I think he sometimes outsmarts himself, where he's like, "Well, I missed it here. I got to go." Hugh, we joke with you because you're hitting your bets now when you make your bets.
I hit the ones yesterday.
Well, you know what? Here's the worst thing you could do as a gambler. You know what the worst thing you could do is? Mm-hmm. Chase. You know, you ever do that, Hugh?
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't keep doing that. Like, you start off, you lose three or four bets. Like, well, the Sunday night game's on tonight. I'm putting it all on this so I get back to even. Well, you lose that too, and then you're down. And that was yesterday. I felt like I was watching a gambler chasing on a Sunday. A couple things went wrong, and he just kept going at it. I go through some of these decisions. The two...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Decisions to not kick field goals were remarkably bad. Going for the tush push, which is not as effective anymore, not working anymore to the level it did last year. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then late in the game, they're up 5, and that's a spot you go for it. Because, you know, if you miss the field goal there, you're giving them possession on the midway part of the field. Even if you get the field goal, you're only up 1 score. I just thought yesterday, Hugh, every decision was like,
What is he doing?
Like, yeah.
It just felt, keep it simple. If you just keep taking the points against a bad Jaguars team, they're probably not good enough to catch up.
Yeah, and that's the thing that kind of got me, because we were sitting there the first time they tried to do the two-point conversion. I didn't understand why.
At 16-0.
At 16-0. Because we were on the field at that point.
Yep.
And it was me, Brian, and Brian Dawkins, and Brian Westbrook. We were sitting there. And for the life of me, I didn't understand that. And I remember Brian trying to explain analytics to me in a brief moment that we were sitting there. And he said, have you ever seen the printouts for the analytics? I was like, no. He said, man, they're really, really thick. And he said, I'm assuming in that situation that it tells them to go for two.
I'm sure it does.
You know, and I was like, well, they haven't scored. Take the one. Just take the points. Just take the points however you can get them. Just take the points. And we didn't get them, and it was not a big deal. But at the same time, you're thinking, "What? Damn, why didn't we just take the points?" For the life of me, and I guess I'm not supposed to. I'm not going to understand analytics in that moment telling you that the best idea is to go for two.
Yeah, I get it, and they've done it before with success. I just keep watching this and keep waiting for it to destroy a game. And it almost did yesterday. Luckily, the players stood up and play well enough to win that game. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where are you feeling today? 28-23. Nakobe makes the play at the end. Happy with the win or annoyed that game even got close?
I'm definitely very happy with the win. The Sirianni stuff, I get why people are a little bit annoyed. I don't agree with. I think there's two decisions in that game that I just outright would not have done if I'm Nick Sirianni.
Downs.
Yeah, the fourth down, I think there was a chance to go up two scores and make it just kick a field goal and have a 9-point lead, and then I think it's an entirely different game. But I think the Eagles played a lot better than what that score indicated, and I have way more positive takeaways than I do negative takeaways. The defense played great yet again. I mean, I know the final score says 23 points, but they only allowed 15 points as a defense. The Saquon fumble really should have never even been a fumble. The game shouldn't have been as close as it was. I thought Jalen Hurts played another great game. I mean, he wasn't turning the ball over. That bomb to Devontae was one of the best throws and catches I've seen an Eagle make in a long time, and Saquon's just ridiculous yet again. Like, I think overall, this is still arrow pointing up for this Eagles team. It might not be, you know, as up as it was the last 3 weeks, but, like, it doesn't feel like a step back to me with the way that this game went. Like, the Eagles should have dominate the Jaguars. It just got a little hairy at the end, yes, because of some of the decisions that the coach made. But ultimately, I still feel like this is an awesome game to be an Eagles fan for.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the game? Happy they won, annoyed with Sirianni. I mean, it's amazing we're there. I agree with a lot of what Kyle said. They did dominate. I mean, you look at the box score. They had more than 200 more yards. They ran for over 200.
They threw for 16 and ran for 16. Like, that was in the first half of something
the
crazy.
Eagles, the players dominated the game. The concern is that the head coach let this thing become close. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the game yesterday? Happy with the way the players played or annoyed with the head coach? 215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll dive more into the decision-making, what Sirianni said after the game, and a montage of the best moments, including a remarkable play by Saquon Barkley. That's the next Midday Show. Sports Radio 94.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.